Hi everyone, we are in our second day of Lent, and today the passage or the verse that we'll be meditating on, memorizing hopefully, is Psalm 19, verse 14. And this goes, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Let me read that again. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Now, of course, we didn't read all of Psalm 19, but I'll just give a quick recap or a summary of this psalm. There's four parts to it, four stanzas, I suppose. And the first part, the first stanza of the psalm celebrates the creation of God. It talks about how like the heavens and the skies proclaim the glory of God, how great God is. And the way the psalmist David here, he talks about like creation, the heavens, the skies, it's like actual voices, speech and words, nature testifying in a sense to how great God is. And then there's a quick shift, and it might seem kind of different. In the second stanza, it talks about how great the law of the Lord is. It's pretty similar to Psalm 119, if you remember that from a couple days ago. It's about how the words of God are perfect, sure, pure, clean, true, better than gold. It's just celebrating God's word. And then in the third part, the third stanza, the psalmist then asks God to help him. Help me to be innocent and pure without sin. And then that leads to this part, the last part of the psalm, this verse, where David asks God, "May the words of my mouth, right? Let the words of my mouth and my heart be acceptable to you, God. The meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, God." When David says this, he's saying essentially, "Refine me, oh God. Refine my heart, right? Move in my heart to the point that when I speak, or even what I think, will be acceptable to God." But in the context of this whole psalm, "Refine my heart to the point that when I speak or even what I think will be a reflection of your word, of God's word, a reflection of how even nature declares God's goodness and his glory." This is what David is asking for in this verse. Let my mouth, let my heart be a reflection of who you are. May I be, in a sense, in the context of the psalm, like the heavens, like the skies that proclaim how great God is. I want to be like that. I want that to be my mouth. And the way that's going to happen is, it's going to happen through what's talked about in the second stanza, about how great the law of the Lord is, how God's words are perfect, sure, pure, right, clean, true, better than gold. God's word is what can refine us. As we meditate on it, it's what helps us and changes our hearts to be able to be like the heavens, to be like nature proclaiming God's greatness. I think all of us, if we think about the words we speak, the thoughts in our hearts and our minds, there are a lot of things we regret, right? There's things that are not acceptable in God's sight. But when we think upon those things, it's a reminder we have to go back to God. We have to go back to his word. Let his word refine us and change us. Now, it's not a magic formula or like a magic spell, like we read the Bible and abracadabra, our hearts are changed. No, instead it's knowing, internalizing God's word and knowing the glory and goodness of God as we encounter this word and letting that sink in, meditating on it, chewing on it is what we say often. It's like we're eating it, and inside as we eat it, inside our hearts and our minds, it changes everything to the point that even how we speak is different. And so as we remember this verse, memorize this verse, let's make it also the prayer of our hearts that we want to go deeper into God's word, and we want our lives to be a reflection of his word as well. Let me pray for us. Oh God, we make this our prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. We pray, oh God, that the words we speak, that the thoughts we have, they will be pleasing to you, acceptable to you, that they will glorify you, God. They'll point to how great you are. They'll point to how you're our rock, our redeemer, our strong tower, the one that we can trust in our creator, that our lives can be a reflection of your goodness and love, God. moving us, God, moving our hearts and our words. May we go deeper with you as we go deeper into your word. In your name we pray. Amen.